Think the Toyota Prius gets good mileage? It's a downright gas guzzler compared to the car we're about to meet. Welcome to the NPR Station Showcase with PRX. I'm Aaron Henkin, and this week we tune in to KUOW, where Megan Tsoukas hosts a program called Sound Focus. Now, Megan recently interviewed a collector who bought a 35-year-old concept car with a serious surprise under the hood.
Evan McMullen's car has held the Guinness World Record for gas mileage, 376 miles per gallon. It's not a hybrid. There are no solar panels or space-age electric designs. No, this ultra-efficient fuel system was designed in 1973. Evan is the owner of Seattle's Cosmopolitan Motors. Just a few weeks ago, he purchased the Opel P1. It had been at the Talladega Motor Speedway Museum for about 30 years. Evan, how does this car get 376 miles to the gallon?
It's fairly unimpressive. I'm not an engineer and I'm not a specialist, and certainly I never could have come up with this. But what it basically does is it preheats the fuel and makes it vaporize. So it's actually the gasoline vapor that's burning instead of the gasoline itself going into the combustion chamber. And it's a fairly simple process that's done through the car's cooling system, through the radiator.
It's as simple as that? Just vapor makes it get such great gas mileage?
I'm sure there's other factors as well. And because this car was part of a competition that was being organized by Shell Oil Company, and it was a bunch of their engineers in off time doing it, they came up with other streamlining effects, such as aerodynamics, such as the wheels were altered and the car was lightened significantly. But the main difference in the mechanical aspects of this car is by preheating the fuel and getting it to a vaporization point that makes it burn much, much more efficiently.
Evan, how did you hear about this car if it'd been at the Talladega Motor Speedway Museum for 30 years?
Well, you know, it had kind of been underneath everybody's noses, and I came across it through connections that I have, and I am a collector car dealer, and we basically recycle old cars, and so we hear about old cars all the time. Many of them have stories. Many of them are historically interesting, but usually because of the people who own them, usually because they were a celebrity or it had some impact on the world at the time. This particular car really appealed to me because of its technological interest, and also the fact that this car was created right after the first OPEC oil crunch in 73, and we're kind of looking at that whole situation all over again, and retrospectively, when you look back on it, we wonder, why has this technology never taken hold in the rest of production of automobiles since then?
Evan, you're into cars and working with cars. A lot of people I know who have a great interest in cars could care less about fuel efficiency. They want horsepower. They want fancy doodads and whistles. What is your interest in a fuel-efficient vehicle?
Well, I just believe that that's really the direction we need to be going in. I truly believe I'm an environmentalist, and I'm a local Northwest Seattle person that's always been interested in that sort of thing. Certainly, this is not the most quick way you can convey yourself from A to B, but as far as a daily way of transporting yourself, if there's a way that we could cut down on our costs, cut down on our drain on the energy's resources or the world's resources and do something like this in a normal production vehicle, would bring down expenses for any kind of transportation. You can use it in a much more global utilization than you possibly could come up with just for your own little Sunday driving. I believe in beautiful cars. I like the artwork that goes into some of their bodies, and I like some of the technology that's very impressive. But at the end of the day, I love the planet a lot more than I love a car. So
here you have discovered a 30-year-old vehicle that was built on a vehicle from the 50s that's got the world record, has held the world record for gas mileage. What kind of a car is the Opel?
Opel is a company that was owned by General, to this day is owned by General Motors. They're not imported to the United States, I don't believe, anymore. They were at that time period and through the 60s thereafter. It was originally a German manufactured car that came out shortly after the turn of the century, I believe. And this is a very simple four-cylinder pushrod engine. It was actually a station wagon that was mildly modified to look more like a pickup by the engineers to, I assume, take off some of the wind drag. And it's just a standard four-cylinder automobile that has a few pipes and a little bit of plumbing going in and out of it to try to make it more efficient with this system they've created where their actual fuel runs through the radiator and gets heated up before before it goes through what looks like a very conventional carburetor.
And what was the contest where this that this car was created for?
This was done in Wood River by the Shell. Apparently has a test track there, and Shell Oil Company put on a competition, much like the X competition that's being offered right now worldwide, that they were basically trying to get their guys to see what the most efficient motor and automobile they could create was, and it was a competition to see who could get the best mileage. And so this car was run at 30 miles an hour on a track over a long period of time, and it came up with a 376 mile per gallon return on it.
And what happened from that record set to you getting it from the Talladega Motor Speedway Museum?
I don't honestly know. It was under the ownership of Bill France, who's the founder of NASCAR, and I don't know when his stewardship ended and when Talladega took possession of it. They did not appear to have been very interested in the car. It was published not only in the Guinness Book of World Records, but also in another automotive journal, which discussed internal combustion engines, and there are some patents held on it. And so there is a lot of literature on it. I found quite a bit of literature on the web about this car, and it was fairly well known at the time.
But to hear about it now, Evan, I feel shocked. You got to be kidding me. A car with this kind of mileage has been hanging around for 30 years. What was your reaction when you heard about it?
Well, I'm kind of frustration, to tell you the truth. I was a little bit in awe of it. We got the car running, and it does run and drive, and it's got a little tube on top of it that's sort of like a flask, like out of a Mr. Wizard chemistry set, and you put just a little teeny bit of gas in there, and the thing will run all day long, and it reminds you of something out of Back to the Future, where they drop an onion into the DeLorean, and it runs for a week. It kind of has that sort of allure to it, and so to look at it retrospectively and think about how it could still hold questions to the future is really interesting to me.
And what does that mean for you to think? You've been working with these cars that have been recycled for a long time, but to look to the future and see a car like this, what does it mean for your collector's heart?
Well, I think that a lot of the things that I get out of collector cars are stewardship. I very rarely own that car. That car really kind of owns itself. And a lot of them travel more than people do because some of the people who are the owners of these cars are very, very well-heeled, and some of the cars are quite expensive. So for me to be just custodial of passing it along to another generation or passing it along to somebody who, quite frankly, can do more with it than I can is an inspiration, because I think this car should be used for educational purposes. I think it should be used maybe to stick right back in the nose of people that are creating cars right now and ask them why this technology doesn't work. Perhaps it should go to somewhere like the LeMay Museum, which is now being found in Tacoma, which is the world's largest collection of recycled cars that's about to be breaking ground here in the next year, I believe. I think it should go somewhere where somebody can really appreciate the technology of it and children should be able to experience it. But also we should get engineers of today, petroleum engineers or mechanical engineers, to look at this thing and see how we could adapt it to vehicles we do right now. Because from my relatively uninformed perspective on it, it doesn't seem like it's that tricky. And we have all the drawings for it, so it seems like something that should be pursued.
And what would it mean for you, Evan, if from finding this car, you're able to really influence the future of fuel efficiency for cars?
I doubt that I can do that alone, but I think that if there's enough chutzpah, there's enough tailwind going, if it really outrages people kind of in some ways that it, like it does me, you know, maybe there is something that can come from it. Because even if you made this car conventional and you put electric windows and air conditioning and comfy big couch seats on it, I can't imagine that it wouldn't get at least 2 to 3 times the mileage that cars are getting right now.
It's an exciting discovery. Puzzling and frustrating, but exciting. Thanks so much for bringing it back out into the larger social consciousness.
Thank you very much for having me here today. Thank you.
Evan McMullen is the owner of Cosmopolitan Motors in Seattle. He's also the owner of the Opel P1. It holds the, or has held the world record for getting 376 miles per gallon. For more information, check KUOW.org. I'm Megan Sukes. Jeremy Richards is producer. Friday, February 29th, 2008, 94.9 KUOW, Seattle.
You can hear more from Megan Sukes and KUOW's Sound Focus online at the Public Radio Exchange, prx.org. Now that's also where you'll find a link to the station showcase weblog with interviews of our featured producers and a complete archive of our past picks. Just scroll down the PRX homepage and look for the station showcase logo on the right-hand side. That website again, prx.org. Log on, write your own reviews, and have a say in what ends up on the radio at the Public Radio Exchange. For the NPR Station Showcase with PRX, I'm Aaron Henkin. Thanks for listening.